UFOs. Back to the Pentagon report we are all waiting for. In a Senate briefing, it is said the Pentagon told the senators UAPs, or what we know as UFOs, are not advanced US technology. I have always said only believe half of what you see and nothing you are told without proof. I do not believe UFOs are any technology we have on Earth. They can just do things which even our knowledge of physics sometimes says is impossible. I sort of feel bad for those who believe they are going to learn something when the report comes out. As I have said many times, we have turned into a country of secrets. Lately, a lot of articles have come out about older UFO sightings, some of which may never have gotten real coverage. I thought some deserved to be mentioned. One happened on April 17, 1966 in Portage County, Ohio. What makes this particularly interesting is who the witnesses were. They were two Portage County Sheriff's deputies. They were investigating an abandoned car. As they investigated, they saw a UFO rise over the trees in their area. They decided to chase it in their police cruiser. They chased it for 86 miles and actually went over the state line into Pennsylvania. The police dispatcher ordered them to shoot the object, but that order was quickly countermanded by a sergeant who got on the line. One of the deputies described the object as being about 40 feet wide and about 20 feet high. He also said it was maneuvering, so it was under control. When they stopped chasing it, they were in a Pennsylvania rail yard, and at that point the UFO hovered for a while as if to say, "Is the fun over?" It finally took off and left. One of the deputies said they had gotten clothes. Another very interesting sighting in Ohio took place sometime in the years 2006 or 2007. The report is not specific on the year. The sighting was said to have taken place in Tarleton, by two women. What makes this sighting so interesting is the fact it was not of a UFO, but of what the women believed was an extraterrestrial. They admitted to seeing a white being very slightly built. Not white as in Caucasian, but glowing white. They had kept the sighting secret until 2018, when they finally reported it to a UFO investigating organization. It is much rarer to get a report on an entity than a UFO. One woman reported the being had no eyeballs and looked like it was made of white powder. Besides not having eyeballs, the second woman said it had no hair, nose or mouth and was glowing. The famous Tic Tac UFO from the Navy file was thought in the beginning to be a unique shape, but this idea might have changed after a UFO of the same shape was seen over England. A lady living in Hinckley managed to snap a photo of it. She said she saw it hovering after she took the photo, then it was gone in the blink of an eye. This brought out photos of Tic Tac UFOs which had been taken the year before in England, which had appeared two other times. It is said members of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence got their classified meeting on UFOs from the US Navy and the FBI. The New York Post reported several comments by the legislators after the meeting. One member of the committee said, they were looking forward to a public hearing, but first they had some security concerns. Another said he learned some things he didn't know but was leaving it at that. Then there was the representative who proclaimed the stigma is gone and called this the biggest change in UFO policy he witnessed in his lifetime. After saying this, he said he thought the public would be disappointed in the report. The last commenter said he takes the issue seriously because we are dealing with safety and security issues. Some UFO investigators are claiming it would be easy to contact extraterrestrials, because we know they have a base on the moon. This is the first time I heard someone say how easy it would be. Anyway, others think if we do contact them, for some unknown reason they would wipe us out. If aliens have been here for the thousands of years it looks like, they already know everything about us and could have wiped us out at any time. Why wait for us to get more advanced and take a chance on getting hurt themselves doing it? I just don't buy that theory. As far as contacting aliens, how do we know our efforts haven't succeeded? Perhaps the aliens just are not interested in answering. Some people in Segley in England have put up a bizarre sign. It claims there were 3 alien abductions there and they got no help from the council. It also asks the question, when is the council going to do something? The council said they were going to do something. They are going to remove the sign. One member of the council was interviewed and said there was UFO activity in the West Midlands, but he wasn't so sure about alien abductions. UFO believers think this region is at the center of alien activity in the United Kingdom. One woman claims she saw an orange ball which looked like it was on fire over her garden, and her first thoughts were a plane was burning, but when it began to move she noticed it was moving far too fast to be a plane. Many people have reported orange UFOs which look like they are burning. The UFO sped across the sky and disappeared all in a couple of seconds. It turns out the Canadian military has been reporting UFOs for many years. I guess it was not a subject which carried the same ridicule factor in Canada as it did in the United States. Even officers made reports. These reports go back to the 1950s. When the records were investigated by a news reporter, he found over 7 decades of these reports. Some of them described the same orange ball UFOs I wrote about above. Apparently, UFOs were also flying over Canadian military bases just as they do here. In March of 1952, officers reported a pair of UFOs flying over Ottawa. Interestingly, Canadians were reporting amber UFOs in those early days, when we didn't seem to be seeing that type. We could have learned a lot from the Canadians.